What flag should fly over Taiwan? We all know that, historically speaking, upon the October 25th, 1945 surrender ceremonies, the Republic of China military authorities raised the Republic of China flag over Taiwan. However, 7 years later, in the August 5th, 1952 Treaty of Taipei, the Republic of China officials and the Japanese officials who completed this treaty, in Article 2, clearly stated that the disposition of Taiwan territory had been completed in the San Francisco Peace Treaty of April 28, 1952, also Article 2, and in that treaty, Japan has renounced all right, title, and claim to Taiwan. Moreover, we additionally note that no receiving country was specified. Now, the ROC officials and Japanese officials in concluding this Treaty of Taipei have agreed that this is, that the San Francisco Peace Treaty is the determinative treaty for dealing with the disposition of Taiwan. And clearly, Taiwan was not awarded to the Republic of China. Moreover, the Treaty of Taipei does not have any wording to say that Japan recognizes that the October 25th, 1945 surrender ceremonies resulted in a transfer of Taiwan's territorial sovereignty to the Republic of China. There's no recognition of such an arrangement whatsoever. Therefore, the idea that October 25th, 1945 was Taiwan Retrocession Day is completely unsupported by either the San Francisco Peace Treaty or the Treaty of Taipei. So therefore, that the whole idea of Taiwan Retrocession Day is legally invalid. So the question arises, after the coming into force of the Treaty of Taipei, it's clear that this treaty does not provide a legal basis for the ROC flag to be flying over Taiwan. So what flag should be flying? This is the question. People think, well, the ROC is here, so of course that's their flag. That's a very weak legal argument. Okay, so it's very simple. Let's examine various legal arguments and see what the proper arrangement for the flag to be flying over Taiwan should be. We can proceed with this research very simply as follows. We can consider that there are five possibilities for a flag to be, what flag should be flying over Taiwan after the coming into force of the Treaty of Taipei. Historically, and from the point of view of what actions occurred during World War II in the Pacific, we could decide that there are five flags which might be considered. The Qing Dynasty flag, Qing, the Japan flag, ROC flag, USA flag, or the United Nations flag. Are there any other possibilities of people who are involved with the territorial disposition of Taiwan at any time from the 1890s to the early 1950s. No, these are the only possible choices. Well, we can eliminate the Qing flag right away because the Qing dynasty ceased in 1912 and was superseded by the Republic of China. So, we have scenario number one. Raise the ROC flag. Okay, this is obviously what's done. Yep. October 25th, 1945. Okay, now when we reach the date of August 5th, 1952, there is no further basis for the ROC flag to be flying. So obviously, just raising the ROC flag and leaving it there after August 1952, legally speaking, doesn't work. Okay? So, if that doesn't work, then we'll have to we may decide to have some combinations. So, let's raise the ROC flag and also raise the UN flag on October 25th, 1945. This can be scenario number two. Now, after August 1952, has Taiwan been put under some sort of UN trusteeship? And the answer is no. There are no documents issued by the UN which would prove that Taiwan is under some UN trusteeships. Therefore, any idea of flying the UN flag doesn't work. And, of course, the ROC flag doesn't work. So, scenario two doesn't work. Okay? These two scenarios seem to get us nowhere. I mean, well, we could say we had an earlier scenario where we raised the Qing flag, but, you know, that's doesn't work because the Qing dynasty no longer exists. So, okay, let's, on October 25th, 1945, let's have another scenario. We'll leave the Japanese flag flying, and we'll also fly the ROC flag, so Japan and the ROC. Okay, we do that. We come up to April 28th, 1952. Japan has renounced all right, title, and claim to Taiwan. The Japanese courts have held that at the latest, August 5th, 1952, Japan does not exercise sovereignty over Taiwan, so therefore the Japanese flag has to come down. But was Taiwan awarded the ROC? No, so the ROC flag doesn't work there either. So that scenario doesn't work. Okay, let's try another scenario. Let's have the USA flag and let's have the ROC flag. This will be a scenario based on the customary laws of warfare. Under these customary laws of warfare, we recognize that military attacks against Taiwan during the World War II period were, over 96% of them were conducted by the United States military forces. The United States is the conqueror. Under these customary laws of warfare, the conqueror has jurisdiction over conquered territory. So, we raised October 25th, 1945, we raised the USA flag. But wait a minute, the governance for Taiwan beginning on this date has been given to the Republic of China military forces according to the specifications of General Order No. 1 issued by General MacArthur on September 2nd, 1945. So, it would appear that the United States is the principal occupying power. And the Republic of China is subverting in a subordinate capacity. So therefore, what we have is the U.S. flag flying on the flagpole, and then all of the ROC military installations, where the ROC military are being, you know, headquartered, all of their installations or all of their offices, we raise the ROC flag. So we have two flags flying in Taiwan. Okay, we have, and if we're using one flagpole, we can have the U.S. flag on the top and the ROC underneath. Okay, now we continue on to August 1952. Was Taiwan awarded to the ROC? No. So the ROC flag has to come down. What about the situation for the U.S.? The treaty clearly says the United States is the principal occupying power. So because Taiwan has not reached a final political status, so the military occupation continues. And the flag should be flying, should be the United States flag. That corresponds to the provisions of the treaty exactly. All the parties who signed the San Francisco Peace Treaty agreed to the provisions of Article 23 that the United States of America would be the principal occupying power. There's nothing in the San Francisco Peace Treaty there's nothing in the San Francisco Peace Treaty which gives any role to the Republic of China and Taiwan after the coming into force of the treaty on April 28, 1952. And that's further confirmed by the Treaty of Taipei, which recognizes that there was no awarding of the sovereignty of Taiwan to the Republic of China. Therefore, this final scenario is the correct scenario. The flag which would be flying over Taiwan is the United States flag. Taiwan is an overseas territory of the United States under military government. It's a very simple situation, and this is another way, another angle by which we can derive the correct parameters just by looking at the situation of the peace treaty and what flag works with the consideration of the historical sequence of events from late October 1945 up to through August 1952.